We are going to start off today with a tidbit that is going to require your participation. Okay? So I'm going to ask you a question. You just shout out the answer. I'll repeat it for the recording. Don't worry. It's anybody can answer this. Okay? Right? The question is, what is your favorite thing to do?
Read.
Okay. What? Snorkeling. I like that. Read, snorkeling. What else? What? Golf. Of course, I should have known that about you. Somebody else? What? Oh. Okay. Cherry? Hunting. Suzanne? Oh, quilting. Fabulous. Anybody else? Being with your grandkids. I think everybody could say that. Anybody else? Yes? Sitting on the beach. Walking. I love it. What? Eating? I like that. Who's that? I like that. Well, did you notice that no one said waiting? Waiting is no one's favorite thing. And I thought this would be a great tidbit to talk about today because of how much waiting Esther did and how she did it. So there are lessons for us in how she waited. Y'all know the acronym, WAIT, W-A-I-T. Why am I talking? Okay? That is really important for waiting, is to quit talking. And Esther certainly did that. She talked with God, and then she listened. And she quit talking until she enacted her plan, right? So she didn't talk until Xerxes. She waited until the right time. There was a lot of waiting involved in her life. She waited in the harem process. She waited in the tryout process. She waited in the queen's palace. She spent most of her life waiting, and we see how, where that led her this week, okay? Now, most of us, I think you would all agree, don't like to wait. It's hard because we are wired for action. Our culture even conditions us to action. When you think about how long do you think it should take somebody to return a text to you? Or how fast do you think an Amazon delivery should take? You know, how many days, all right? It's why the traffic gets under my skin in Austin, because I have to wait. I'm forced to wait in traffic, okay? It's why I get irritated when my husband says it's time to go, and in the 30 seconds it takes me to get my purse, he is already out the door with the car started, backed out of the, he will not wait 1 minute. And, well, actually that's not true. To be fair, he will wait, but he doesn't wait patiently, okay? So, I want to take a look at an area in when it's particularly hard to wait, and that's prayer. When you're praying for something, right? Theoretically, we all know the importance of waiting. We know that verse that says, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Those are great promises that are familiar to a bunch of us. You know, new strength, new perspective, new energy, new perseverance. All of those are good things. Then why is it so hard to wait? I think because we misunderstand what waiting is. We think waiting is doing nothing. We don't see anything happening. We don't know how long we're supposed to wait. I mean, have you ever noticed how much easier it is to wait when you know the length of time is limited in your wait? I was reminded of that when I was in the doctor's office a while back, and I was just like, he was running behind, and I was twiddling my thumbs. I've got things to do. And the nurse came out, and she said, you're next. It's going to be 10 minutes. And then, phew, all of that went away because I knew the end of it, okay? I am ever so much patient in traffic now than I used to be because I know how long it takes for me to get to the house to Covenant at 7 in the morning. And I know that's a specific time and there will be an end to it, right? Esther had all kinds of waiting. She had a short wait to put her plan in action. She had an intense wait to see the plan play out, and we will see she had a long wait for the ultimate answer to those prayers. In none of those waiting periods did she know what the outcome was going to be. Okay, but she did see that it had an end. So when we are waiting for an answer to a prayer, most of the time we don't know how long we're supposed to wait. Okay, that's not given to us. And if we don't see anything happening, we do one of two things. Either we get discouraged and we think waiting is a waste of time, and so we quit praying or we slack off on our prayer because we assume that God either hasn't heard, doesn't care, or has said no. Right? So we either get discouraged or we get impatient and we try to do something about it in our own time, not in God's time, right? Some of us have been waiting for years for God to answer a prayer. I will quote Esther Eaton. She's the wife of our founding pastor here at Covenant, and she prayed for 20 years for a women's Bible study at Covenant. Look around. Y'all are the answer to that prayer that she prayed for 20 years. So the encouragement is to stay the course, no matter how long it takes. Don't waffle. The enemy is trying to get you to give up or move on, so just don't. So how do we wait? How do we continue to wait when it's been a really long time? Waiting is most definitely not doing nothing, okay? So what do we do while we wait? If it's not doing nothing, what do we do? Now, this is going to sound a little obvious, but I think we forget. We do the next thing. And the next thing may be fixing dinner, or doing laundry, or driving a carpool, or taking a grandchild to preschool, or reading a book to somebody in one of the school systems, or whatever it is God has called you to do, then do it. Because in the ordinary circumstances of daily life, doing those things and being faithful to those things is how we wait. That's how we wait, okay? Life goes on. Now, another thing that we do while we wait is to continue on with our spiritual disciplines if we happen to have them. You know, y'all all know them. Reading scripture, praying, journaling, meditating, doing all of those kinds of things. The most important thing in doing all that is to remember God's promises. Remember what you are waiting on and trust in that process, no matter how long it takes. Waiting is giving God time and space to prepare you and others who are involved in the situation. You may be fine and ready for the answer, but another person who's involved may not be. And that waiting period allows God time to work in the other person. So it may take a while, but think how long Israel waited for her Messiah. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Was it worth it? Yeah, it always is. That's how to wait. Now, why to wait? I learned a great lesson of this from my husband and our grand dog, our first grand dog. The dog was basically a puppy, and he had been to obedience training school, right? That hadn't exactly taken. Probably because the children hadn't exactly taken to obedience training. But at any rate, he was a puppy, and we had him for the weekend. Now, Harold loves well-behaved dogs, loves them. And so he was going to help the situation by training this puppy, right, over the weekend. Now, clearly, Harold understands the pack mentality of dogs, and clearly he made himself the big dog here. So the little dog would pay attention to the big dog, right? It was amazing. He had that puppy trained in a weekend. And I will tell you, it took me longer. He had to take several weekends to train me. But he started with one command, and it was wait. And his hand was out like that. Wait, palm up. And the dog would sit and wait, and Harold would turn around and walk off. If the dog moved, Harold turned back to the dog, kind of growled, although he says he doesn't, he did kind of growl, and said, wait again, and then walked off again. So this was a process that he repeated, and it didn't take very long until that puppy was sitting and waiting, even if Harold walked from our house all the way down to the barn. Those of you who have been to our house know how far that is. And it's really far for a puppy, right? So what was the puppy doing while Harold was walking away to the barn? Okay, he was sitting up straight, his ears were forward, his tail was wagging 90 miles an hour, and his eyes were locked on Harold. He was vibrating in anticipation of the next command. So Harold made him wait longer and longer and longer and longer until he disappeared into the barn eventually, not for very long. And the dog just sat there, just vibrating. It was really amazing to watch. So the next command after wait was okay. And the dog got up and flew to Harold, tail wagging 90 miles an hour, jumping up and down, going in circles. He was so excited to be back with Harold, and then he was just right there by his leg. It was amazing. So what did I learn from that? Well, I learned there's joy in obedience. That if the command is to wait, no matter how long, there will be joy in that as well, okay? But the most important thing I learned from watching Harold and that puppy was that the answer to my prayer is really not what I should be waiting on. It is the relationship with my master that is important. Every wait is an important part of our training, and God is with us in the wait. Is it worth it? Absolutely. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you make us wait, even when we don't want to. We thank you for all of the spiritual qualities that you develop in us because we wait. Faith and trust and hope and joy and all of those other things. Help us to be productively occupied while we wait, to be faithful in prayer, to be obedient to the things you have given us to do right now, but to be in exquisite, excited anticipation of the next move. Keep us focused on you and our relationship with you, that the waiting will be glorifying to you. We thank you for all of that. In Jesus' name, amen. Go forth.